How many hours have you wasted trying to put IKEA furniture together? If the answer is many, very, very many, then you'll probably be pretty excited about the next story. If you're concerned about an imminent robot takeover, you'll probably not be so excited about the next story, but we're going to cover it anyway, so just, you know, bear with us. Scientists in Singapore have developed a robot that can put together a flat pack IKEA chair. Dr. Francisco Suarez is a roboticist from Nanjing University. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thank you.
How long does it take for your robot to assemble an IKEA chair?
So if you take into account only the execution, 9 minutes, but the motion planning, you have to add another 11 minutes, so in total 20 minutes.
Is that faster or slower than a human?
We didn't study the performance of humans, but in our observations, humans outperform the robots. So that's slower than humans.
Slower than humans?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe you're using really good humans. I'm not so sure it would be slower than me. Why do you want to make a robot that could build a chair? Why IKEA chairs?
So our main objective here was to assess whether robotic manipulation in these kind of settings is ready for the industry. Why the IKEA chair? Because it's a good example, and people can relate. People can have a good idea of how difficult it is.
What difficulties and challenges does a robot face when assembling a chair? What does that process look like?
So in this particular case, the operations involving contacts, they were the most challenging ones, because the industrial robots, the ones that we are using, they are not designed for regulating forces. They are designed for positioning with high precision, but when you start controlling forces, then they are not so good at it.
And how does the robot work?
I will say that it's kind of similar to humans in the sense that the robot first localizes the chair parts using vision. Then it plans the motions to reach those parts. And finally, it will control the robot, the arms, to realize the different tasks, such as inserting a pin, carrying the frame, all of that.
So now that you've built a robot that can build a chair, are you moving on to more complicated pieces of furniture?
Short answer will be no, but one possible direction for us will be to tackle few steps that we haven't completed, such as putting the screws. And we are also planning to incorporate AI so that the robot can figure out by itself the sequence of instructions.
Wow, that's incredible. So why is this such an important development in robotics? As you say, it's very relatable because it's incredibly annoying having to put together this furniture. But why is this a really important step in robotics?
I think one point that is worth noting is that we are using here off-the-shelf components. So we are trying to show that using just kind of a standard hardware, we can tackle this task, which is quite complex. So that itself is a good accomplishment from this project.
So are the robots taking over?
I wouldn't say that.
One day they will, though, won't they?
No, I don't think so.
You really don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
So with this project, we realized that this kind of high-level reasoning, like what you see out there of images, like the robots are very good at processing images, they're very good playing games like chess, Go, that is kind of easy for robots. But the low-level capabilities, such as like picking pieces, inserting pins, those are very tough. So I think, I mean, if you are talking about taking over, you will have to master both the high level and the low level. So that's what I'd say, that it will be very, I mean, I don't see it happening, but yeah.
Can't see it happening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Francisco Suarez is a roboticist from Nanyang University. This is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. I got pretty excited about that idea. I never do the IKEA constructions in our household, I'll be honest. That's not my domain. But I am asked to pass, you know, like different screws and stuff. And I even find that annoying. So if a robot could take over that job, I think there would be peace in the household. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.